This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Donald Trump and the Republican Party has changed the electorate. What do I mean by that? Well, let's take a look at party identification, Democrats versus Republicans. You go back to 2017, 5 points more of the electorate was Democrats than Republicans. You go to 2021 when Joe Biden was starting out, look at that, 6 points more of the electorate was Democrats than Republicans. But look at what's happened in February of 2025. Look at this. Republicans, there are more Republicans in the electorate than there are Democrats. Republican plus two. So Donald Trump and the Republicans have remade the electorate. They've turned some people over from being Democrats or independents to become Republicans. New folks have entered the electorate who are more Republican leaning.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
All right, Ryan is in studio with us right now. That's a 7-point swing. That's huge.
That's a 7-point swing from Donald Trump's first term. It's an 8-point swing from 2021. So it's even more recently. But I think that the Trump to Trump comparison is the important one, which is one you just grabbed onto there, which is that was a -5 in 2017 approval rating or people who identify with him. But now it's +2 Republicans, a huge, massive swing. And that's CNN reporting that, by the way.
What's their definition of the electorate? Is that registered voters? Is that likely voters, people or everybody who's registered, but maybe not all of them vote?
In that particular poll, I'm going to assume, because CNN usually does registered voters,
Okay. Then
I'm assuming Harry Enten being on CNN is referring to registered voters. But that's great, because that's the whole electorate, is what he's talking about. Registered voters now identify more as Republicans, I think for the first time maybe in my lifetime. I have never heard that before. Maybe for a brief period after 9/11, but that might have been it.
Yeah. Or maybe after, and even after Reagan won, what Reagan did was sway a bunch of people they referred to as Reagan Democrats. Maybe a bunch of them became Republicans. I don't know, but it's been a long time since Republicans have outnumbered Democrats in this country in terms of voter registration.
Well, you're right, and that would have been in my lifetime, but I wouldn't have remembered it very well. I'm not that old.
Are you saying I'm old?
No, I'm not saying you're old.
That's the messaging I'm getting here.
I'm saying I'm young. And in fact, thank you for bringing up that point, because what Harry Enten and what you were just saying is that there are a lot of people now, for some reason, identifying as Republicans who never have before. So let's look even more at the data from Rasmussen that just came out yesterday. They looked at Trump's overall approval among different age demographics. You know where it's the lowest? The oldest people.
I've heard that.
I saw that number, and I'm like, is it really? That would be groundbreaking if those younger person numbers are real, Ryan.
But here's the question. Is it that they don't support Trump and they support like a Joe Biden, or they don't really support any of them? Because I feel like, and I know I'm younger than both of you, but I feel like the quote unquote Democrats back in the day, certainly more liberal than I would ever want to, you know, attach myself to, but they were more conservative than they are now. Like the typical Democrat now is very different, much more progressive than they were back then. So some of the people who might have voted Democrat are just saying, well, now they're too far left. I'm now just going to go Republican. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Now, first of all, Trump is not too far underwater with people 65 and up. He's only at 45%, which is not too far.
It's not bad, yeah.
No.
But it's even 40 to 64-year-olds, he's only at 46%. So the weird thing is that Trump is typically conservatives tend to be for the older generation, because mm-hmm. they're, you know, it's,
they have money and they want to keep it.
Back in my day, we used to.
You're the status quo. You're conserving. You're not liberal. You're not changing.
Yeah. Well,
Trump is a change.
We didn't have people who dressed up as furries, used litter boxes.
So Trump
they
is
just
coming
did it in,
private.
Go ahead.
Just rocking. He's changing everything. And so the older you are, the more you are. I mean, this is psychological. The more you are kind of in the mold. You're mm-hmm. part of the system, and you're like, whoa, this is a lot too fast. Whereas the younger generation now, according to Rasmussen, 18 to 39, which I'm just barely outside of.
That's my age group.
And that's you.
Mm-hmm.
60% approval rating.
Let's go.
So the growth in the Republican Party right now is happening among people under 40, 18 to 40 years old. You've got to enjoy that, right?
Absolutely.
You want some more numbers?
Yeah, I'd love to hear more numbers, but primarily I want to enjoy that one for a moment.
Okay, we'll just stop.
If that's true... it gives me hope for the future for my children and my grandchildren, because I'll tell you what, three or four years ago, when Joe Biden gets elected, there's all these questions about how he got elected and who in the world gave him 80 million votes. I was really starting to worry about how many more generations this country would have.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
So I am pulling up right now another one that I just can't believe because this is happening so fast. But this is a lot of these numbers that you see, like the polling numbers, for instance, most of them are basing their numbers on the last election. So who turned out for that election? That's how they base it. That's a good way to do it. But a lot of these numbers I'm about to give you are since the election. New Jersey, Republicans have gained 10,000 voters just in January, while Democrats lost 2,000. North Carolina, Democrats' registration lead has shrunk, which they've always had. North Carolina has been a fairly red state, swing state, but red state. The registration advantage for Democrats has shrunk from 322,000 to just 37,000.
Hmm.
In Nevada, Republicans now outnumber Democrats in active voter registrations for the first time in over 20 years.
Well, the telltale sign of this, if these are true numbers, which I assume they are, but the upcoming election, the midterm election, is there going to be this kind of red wave that we thought we would see a few years ago and just never came to fruition? Are the Democrats going to somehow make a comeback?
That's a good question.
Might be a little early.
It is early.
I mean, it's going to depend on how the political winds blow, right?
Well, yeah, if Trump continues succeeding and winning over people, then that could have a huge impact.
A year from now. But they're going to do, as you've seen from Chris Murphy and some of these others, everything they can legally and otherwise between now and then to try to trip him up. Maybe even on foreign policy. It sounds like they're trying to dabble and screw up the foreign policy decisions right now if they really met with Zelensky before he met with Trump.
It does.
It does.
One more number for you really quick.
Well, Jackie said on YouTube, by the way, she would like more numbers. So
well, let's give it to her. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
So the polls that have come out since Friday, which is since the Zelensky-Trump meeting in the Oval Office, some of them don't include all of Friday, like it was a lot skewed before that. But the couple that do, CBS News and INI, both have him at +3, +2. Emerson came out just this weekend. So it fully has all the numbers from since that meeting, which you'd think, based on the panic in the media, that people are freaking out over that, right?
Yeah.
Can you believe
it's the worst thing ever?
That went so poorly. I can't believe this is terrible. I can't believe this guy's my president. This is from Emerson. This isn't even a right-leaning poll. Just this weekend, +5 on approval rating. So it actually went up, according to Emerson's own polling, after that meeting.
People, I think, realize that this is a guy, Trump, who's going to stick up for our country, and he's very transparent. It was borderline awkward, but in a good way, to watch all of that play out, because you know those types of conversations are had behind closed doors.
Right.
This is the first time in my lifetime, as someone in their mid-30s, I've never seen that on air, like actually watching it on television. It was wild, but I appreciated
it. It's the tension of that, I think, that most people would try to avoid, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know people that if they're watching a drama or a TV show and it gets too awkward, they'll get up and leave the room. There are people that don't like that confrontation at all.
Right.
But it's clearly something that's given Trump the art of the deal over the years, and he's very good at it, and he knows exactly what to do in those situations. I don't, whether you liked it or not, it was effective and it showed leadership.
It's important in the midst of all of the panic that you see, these loud voices yelling, to look at numbers like that. Yep. And see, what does America really think? Well, they're really still behind him.
Yeah, post Oval Office meltdown, they're still behind him there by Zelensky. The meltdown by Zelensky, I should say.
Get more at 971talk.com.